USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a special night.
Three Americans who've been detained by North Korea back home in the United States, landing overnight at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington. Greeted by President Trump, the First Lady, Vice President Pence, and his wife. The president applauding the move approved by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in advance of the summit he's to have with President Trump soon.
Well, we're starting off on a new footing. This is a wonderful thing that he released the folks early. That was a big thing. Very important to me.
A date and location for the Trump-Kim summit could be announced within the next few days. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could now be gearing up for a major eruption. The U.S. Geological Survey says it could soon experience explosive eruptions from its summit, blasting large rocks and ash into the air. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Despite some tense moments and tough questions at her confirmation hearing, CIA director nominee Gina Haspel is expected to win confirmation. Reportedly involved with the use of torture techniques, though, back in 2002, here she's questioned by Democrat on the panel Mark Warner, who asks her what she would do if she was given the order to resume such a program.
My moral compass is strong. I would not allow CIA to undertake activity that I thought was immoral, even if it was technically legal.
So you would not follow the order if you felt it was...
No. I believe that CIA must undertake activities that are consistent with American values.
Monica Lewinsky, the one-time White House intern who had an affair with former President Bill Clinton, says she was disinvited from a charity event in New York City this weekend after Clinton accepted an invitation to speak there. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Officials at the Department of Defense are to release details at noon today about an ambush that claimed the lives of four members of a U.S. Army Special Forces team in Niger. Here's John Clemens.
The October 4, 2017 ambush took place about 120 miles north of Niamey in the impoverished West African nation. The bodies of three U.S. Green Berets were discovered on the day of the attack, while the fourth was not found until 2 days later. Roughly 800 U.S. troops are on a mission to advise and assist only. The four who were killed were believed to be in pursuit of a known leader of an Islamic terrorist group.
Senator John McCain has not returned to the Senate as he continues to battle brain cancer at his home in Arizona, but he has issued a statement in which he says the Senate should not confirm the nomination of Gina Haspel to be CIA director. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee is saying he believes Haspel is a patriot who loves our country, but her role in overseeing the use of torture by Americans is disturbing. And McCain says Haspel's refusal to acknowledge torture's immorality at that hearing yesterday is disqualifying. The University of Florida administrator seen on a viral video physically moving dancing graduates off stage is now on paid administrative leave. The university president said the faculty member was inappropriately aggressive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.